Good morning, competitor. That's right. It's Jake here, your chief encouragement officer. And I got to know, are you surrounded by cheerleaders or coaches? It's Wednesday morning, April 3rd, episode 782 of the Compete Everyday podcast. And I'm incredibly excited you're here. As we dive into the show, I want to encourage you to head on over to the link in the show notes or competeeveryday.com and check out our brand new drop, Make Life Count. You've probably seen it before. It might look a little bit familiar. See, years ago, we did a shirt called Keys to Life. If you've been with the brand for a while, you've seen it. The front had a circular graphic on it. The back had a ton of phrases around squat heavy, live full, dream big, all of these things. That shirt was just kind of a throwaway Instagram graphic over a decade ago. And threw it on a shirt, said, let's see how it does. And it ended up being the most popular shirt we had for close to the last 10 years. In fact, for majority of the years we carried it, it outsold every other design 2-to-1. Every other design 2-to-1, which was always wild to me because it was just kind of throwaway graphic. As we've grown and developed and really focused in on how we equip leaders to get better results personally and professionally, I've been chewing on a while that shirt needed a facelift. It needed a new look to it. And we just kind of played with it until today. And it dropped yesterday. If you're on the email list, you've already seen it. But we updated that design. We have a new front design with the reminder when you see it in the mirror to make life count. The back is not only for you, it's for everyone watching you. It's the reminder to dream big, push limits, hustle daily, ignore excuses, silence critics, conquer goals, overcome fear, give maximum effort while you chase excellence and encourage greatness. But most of all, you got to compete every day. And so if you want this encouraging message as a reminder to you to make each and every day count, because we don't know when tomorrow will not be there. And if you want something on the back that's going to encourage other people to do the same, it's going to inspire them to stop settling for just good enough or just getting by, then I'm going to encourage you to head on over to the link in the show notes or competeeveryday.com. Grab the new Make Life Count. We've got a men's shirts, women's shirts, and a women's tank on it. And the code podcast, PODCAST, will get you 15% off it or any order. So head on over, support the show, and pick up something that's not only going to motivate you and inspire you, but everyone that sees you wear it. Now, are people just cheering for you? Or do you have a coach in your ear? The difference between cheerleaders and coaches, think about game day. I think about, for me, Friday nights in Texas as a high school senior, the cheerleaders are on the sidelines. They're trying to pump up the crowd. They're simply cheering for you and the team. Always good. Always positive. Doesn't matter if you're getting blown out by 40 that night or you're winning. They're still cheering and chanting. It's a little bit harder sometimes to get that cheering going when you're down a number of touchdowns, but they're still cheering all the time. Positive, positive, positive. Coaches, they're going to celebrate. They're going to clap when you make great plays, but they're going to call you out when you mess up. I remember a time or two where my coach, God bless him, Danny Long and Matt Turner would get on to me for just boneheaded mistakes. Why did you make that pass? What were you doing on that play? My very first varsity start as a junior, I was that deer in headlights. I've shared the story that I wasn't prepared for it. And the first play we run, Coach Turner sets it up to just an easy dump off pass in the flat to my guy, Jared Fuller. And I remember rolling out to the flat and Jared is wide open and me panicking. I can't miss this. There's nobody within 10 yards of him. I don't want to miss this. So I just run. And Coach Turner later is like, what are you doing? Like, we set that up to get the ball out of your hands into Jared's hands, who's a lot faster and more athletic than you. And it was that moment of, hey, you got to be better. I'm going to call you out. Like, you ran the ball, yeah, but this was the play. And a lot of times in life, we love to surround ourselves with cheerleaders, the people who are always encouraging us, always speaking positive to us, always clapping for us, always lifting us up. And don't mistake it. It's great to have cheerleaders in your life. But what a cheerleader is not going to do is tell you the truth. What a cheerleader is not going to do is challenge you when you get out of line, when you mess up, when you're not living up to your potential. That's what a coach is for. And for a lot of people, they surround themselves with just cheerleaders because it feels great to the ego. I never have to hear constructive feedback. I never have to learn where I'm messing up. I only hear good things, things that make me feel good. And if you remember in my very first book, Compete Every Day, the people that only tell you what you want to hear that make you feel good are not necessarily your friends, because they care more about you keeping them around than you getting better. And so if you evaluate the people you're spending the most time with, are you surrounded with just cheerleaders, or do you have coaches in your life? Do you have mentors pouring into you? Do you have coaches you've invested in to learn from? Do you have places where your ideas are getting challenged, your work is being evaluated, you're getting feedback? And then here's the key. As a manager, as a leader of people, are you simply being their cheerleader, or are you being their coach? Because if you're just being their cheerleader, you're not helping them get better. You're making them feel good. You're boosting some of their confidence, but you're not helping them develop. And as a leader, your job is to develop other people. You can manage people, if you want, as a cheerleader. You can tell them good things. You can avoid the tough conversations. You can stick your head in the sand and ignore certain things that they do wrong, but you won't be in that management position long. To succeed managing people, you got to be able to tell them where they're messing up. But more importantly, you got to transition into a leader, a coach who helps them get better. It's not about just pointing out what they've done wrong, but it's about teaching and challenging them to get better. We can't develop to our full potential unless we have the people in our life who are willing to speak truth to us, even if it hurts our feelings, even if it's uncomfortable for them to say it, because they want to see us get better. We don't grow into our full potential unless people help us understand where our blind spots are. We can't change behavior until we're aware of it. And that's where a coach comes in, because they're not going to just always tell you good things, be positive, encourage you. Sometimes they're going to tell you the truth, which is the best thing you can hear. But you got to make sure you have those relationships. And if you're looking around and you're like, I don't have people who are going to challenge me, I only have the people who encourage me, then spend some time this week considering where you can find one of those relationships. Maybe it's your person you directly report to. And if they struggle to just be a cheerleader, then you have to go outside of that office. If you want to be around some other people, I have no problem shamelessly plugging. Our cohort is getting ready to kick off again, and that's what we do. We have a small group of leaders, people managing teams. They want to lead themselves and others better, and we do a call every week. And you can ask some of these great people on the call, I'm going to call you out on excuses. I'm going to challenge you in certain areas, and then I'm going to hold you accountable to doing the thing that we talked about on the call doing. And so if you're looking for somebody who's going to coach you and not just cheer for you, because you already know, listen to the podcast, I'm cheering for you. I'm going to encourage you, but I also want to coach you, because I believe the truth is the most important thing you can hear, because it's what's going to allow you to learn and get better. And that's all I care about. I care about you getting better. So if you're interested in that, we're getting ready to start another 90 days. All you got to do is head to competitornation.com. You'll see it down on the left-hand side of join the cohort. We got a link here in the show notes. Just join the cohort. Get signed up. Join us. Hop on these live calls. Bring some of your questions. Bring your challenges. Let's figure out how we're going to get better and hold you accountable to doing the work. Because if you want to surround yourself with just a bunch of cheerleaders, that's great. You're always going to feel good until later. Because what you don't understand is when you always feel good, you avoid the work to improve. You eventually get to a point where you realize how much you left on the table, how much you fell short of your potential, because you just focused on what felt good instead of what got you better. It's great to have cheerleaders in your life, but what you need more than anything if you want to improve are coaches who are going to tell you the truth. Make sure you've got one, at least one, if not a few. And most importantly, as a leader, make sure you're being one, not just a cheerleader for your team, but someone who makes time to coach them, makes time to give them feedback, and makes time to invest in your people to help them get better too. Go win your day today, competitor. You know I'm cheering for you. Thanks again, competitor, for tuning in to another episode of the Compete Everyday Podcast. This is Jake Thompson, your Chief Encouragement Officer, and I'm glad you're here, because that means you're a driven leader who wants to maximize your performance and pursue greatness in every area of your life. To learn more about Compete Every Day, get involved in our leadership cohort, or find resources to help you lead better and succeed more, visit CompeteEveryday.com. I'll see you next episode.